Now we come to Psalm 18, and here again is another wonderful psalm, and we wish we could spend a long time here. Now, again, many of the liberal expositors have found in this nothing in the world but David's experience, and they've had said some wonderful things about it. Again, I quote from Pironi, and listen to what he says in this magnificent hymn. The royal poet sketches in a few grand outlines the tale of his life. The record of his marvelous deliverances and of the victories which Jehovah had given him. The record, too, of his own heart, the truth of his affection towards God and the integrity of purpose by which it had ever been influenced. Throughout that singularly checkered life, hunted as he had been by Saul before he came to the throne and harassed perpetually after he became king by rivals who disputed his authority and endeavored to steal away the hearts of his people, compelled him to flee for his life before his own son, and engaged afterwards in long and fierce wars with foreign nations. One thing had never forsaken him, the love and the presence of Jehovah. By his help he had subdued every enemy, and now in his old age, looking back with devout thankfulness on the past, he sings his great song of praise to the God of his life. Now, that is all true. That is, I think, the local, contemporary interpretation of the psalm. It's actually a duplication of 2 Samuel 22. And when we came to 2 Samuel 22, I touched on it lightly and said that when we got here to the psalms, we'd deal with it a little bit more closely. It has a deeper meaning than that. Some of the utterances that are here are called bold poetic figures. But they're more than figures of speech. These utterances speak of the Son of God, the Anointed One of God, Christ our Savior in His sufferings. And some have labeled this psalm all the way from the jaws of death to Jehovah's throne. Now notice from the jaws of death, and listen to this, we're living in a day when a great deal is said about love, and they think it's foreign to the Old Testament. Notice how this psalm opens. I love thee, O Lord, my strength. When's the last time you told him that you loved him? I think one of the most wonderful things you can do is to tell him that you love him. And I think praise toward God begins because he loves us. And he's provided a salvation for us. And he preserves us. Then today there is that wonderful providence of God whereby he watches over. And notice what he's called here. First of all, our Lord, he's called my strength.